Do you have anxiety, fear, depression, nightmares, or other types of attacks? You may have unknowingly opened a demonic door. My guest will show you how to close this demonic portal and open a heavenly door like the atmosphere that was in the Garden of Eden. Next. Welcome, our most honored guest, Holy Spirit. Make this show naturally supernatural. My guest, Darren Stott, saw the supernatural on a regular basis as a child. I mean, from angels to the demonic. Then Darren met, this will surprise you, the funniest man, and I am not exaggerating, the funniest man on earth. This will shock most believers. Tell me about that funny man.
Yeah, absolutely. I was a kid and I had this dream, probably about 8 years old. And in the dream, there's a bunch of us children and there's this guy and he's making us laugh. And I'm talking like we are all just laughing. I wake up from the dream. I have tears coming out of my eyes. I'm holding my side, like my side hurts just from laughing. And Sid, that man was Jesus. He spoke to me many years later and said that in that dream, that I received an impartation of joy. And what he spoke to me was that my call, yes, I'm a pastor, okay? But that pastoring wasn't ultimately my call. That was my assignment. And that my call was to catalyze joy in the hearts of people. And so I realized that I have different assignments. I get to pastor people. I get to help people, mentor people. But one of the things that I love to do is see joy restored in the hearts of broken people.
And there's such a need for that now. If there's ever been a time for you to move in your new calling, I call it now.
Come on.
But at 14, he got filled with the Spirit and the supernatural just accelerated. Then, you know, there is a devil. Then his parents got a divorce and his pastor father resigned. Darren, unfortunately, got bitter, turned his back on God. For years, he did not experience anything supernatural. Darren, what reactivated the supernatural in your life again?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when my mom and I left the church where I was born and raised, that wasn't just my church. That was my castle. My dad wasn't just a pastor. He was like the king. I was like a prince. That was my identity. And so walking away from that was like walking away from every promise. And imagine having prophetic words, which many people have today that are listening to the show. They have promises and things that God has spoken to you. And many people are listening today and they feel like they've had the rug removed from their feet. Listen, my brokenness turned into bitterness, and that bitterness shut down the supernatural within my life. But I'll tell you, my pastor, a woman, Pastor Gail, asked me if I would forgive her. She did nothing wrong. And when I said, I forgive you, that forgiveness reopened up that supernatural dynamic. I had a dream shortly after that point. I was back in the church and I was singing and leading worship. And when I woke up from that dream, I was singing a song that I'd never heard before. And when I woke up, I realized that God had used a dream to put a desire in my heart to return back to the church that I swore I would never return to.
Your father's church, same one.
My grandpa pastored there, my dad pastored there. I said I would never pastor there.
Okay, you use the word a lot, portals. What does that mean to you?
Well, a portal's kind of a big deal. They are everywhere right now. Every movie that you watch, every children's book that's making any sort of money, it always involves portals. And that's because everybody knows that there is a supernatural realm that can be accessed. And this is true. Actually, it was Jesus who said, I am the portal. right? Jesus said, I am the portal. I am the gateway. I am the door. Before I came out into the studio, I was in the dressing room, and I was separated from the dressing room into the studio in your presence by a locked doorway. That was a portal, at which point somebody came to that door, they opened it up, and they invited me to come in where I got to sit at this table and be in your presence. Sid, I'll tell you what, Jesus is coming to people in this season. Jesus is going to come to people today during this show, people that are watching right now. Jesus is going to come to that door. He's going to knock on that door. He's going to open the door and say, you are invited into an adventure. It's time to return back to the original adventure that I created you for.
Now, you have these verified miracles. In fact, there's a member of your congregation that came today. Tell me about him and let him tell us what happened.
Well, I'll tell you what. It was the smallest Sunday on church record. We had a snowstorm. Only 8 people were at church. This guy had never been to our church, but we are the only church in the state that was open. He shoveled his driveway. It took him over an hour. He drove 3 hours just to get to our place. He was desperate. I called him out. He was a stranger, didn't know who he was. Invited to come up and gave him a word, laid hands on him. He said the power of God had him so strong, he had never felt that since being prayed for by Dr. Miles Monroe. He got up and he shared that just 3 months prior during Thanksgiving, he was in a diabetic coma. People said he would never return home. In fact, they read his will in front of him. They didn't think that he could hear. They read his will to his family, okay? And he just got the test results 2 weeks ago. Before coming out here, he had to be tested. We've got doctor verification. He'll tell you what the doctors are saying. It is miraculous. He has no diabetes when he almost died. He was in a diabetic coma. They can't figure it out.
Wayne, would you tell us what happened briefly?
I spent 8 days in a hospital, like he said. So, you know, you got this number 13. It's over double what you're supposed to have in your body. And so they gave you insulin. They gave you all this kind of stuff. And you know what? I start taking that, but I'm dropping and I'm dropping and I'm dropping. I'm calling the doctor. This is making me worse. But you know what? I did pray. I pray somebody's got to take care of this because the doctor's not doing it. Stopped all that medication. You got to make an appointment for 3 months. I get in there. That doctor, she went purely prepared to tell me I'm wrong. She came in that room shaking. She said, this is not possible. I said, have you ever seen anything like this? She said, no. I asked her, would you put that in writing? And I have that here. She says, never been seen before.
Explain to me, Darren, why even the Garden of Eden was a portal.
Yeah, absolutely. When you look at Genesis chapter 1, you see heaven and earth together in union. Eden was the first portal. It was the first bridge that connected heaven and earth. Also, if you look at Adam and Eve, you have two people that come together, and when they come together in covenant union, okay, you have a portal dynamic by which there can be procreation. This is why we're seeing such an attack against the womb right now and such an attack through abortion in our country is because we have been created in the image and likeness of God. That when you have two people in covenant union, a portal opens by which God sends a spirit to be wrapped in the DNA of the parents to procreate. Lucifer had access to Eden, but he did not have access to the womb. So the great war of Eden was to bring compromise to Adam and Eve to access that portal.
Now, what's very important for our people to understand, me too, is what are keys to opening these portals over us wherever we go? You have the portal over you in your church, but you have the portal wherever you go. I like that.
Absolutely. So because of this whole thing, I'm sure you've heard of it, COVID-19, this great...
Yeah, I have heard of this great pandemic.
It came not just to shut businesses down and schools down. It came to shut hope down. It came to rob humanity of our faith and confidence of Yahweh Elohim. And so in this time, it is so important that we begin to see hope restored. Hope and expectation is the mother of manifestation. What I mean by this is that we should never go into an environment like a show like this without expectation that a portal is going to open and we are going to be invited into a glory dynamic that is wonderful and fresh and new. This is the invitation that Jesus is inviting for us to step into, to drink of the kind of wine that's never been tasted of before.
You know, one of the things you teach is we have to be humble enough to ask God to show us the areas we need to repent. Well, I mean, we have blind spots. We need help.
If you want a locked door, if for anybody watching today and you don't want access to the presence of God, I'm going to tell you how to have no access. Pride. God resists the proud. So humility is the great golden key to access the presence of the Lord in an amazing way. And so it is so important in this time that all of us are searching our hearts. We're inviting Holy Spirit to come to reveal pride in our hearts so that we can come like children.
Now, there are an infinite number of signs that demonic portals have been opened. And Darren teaches extensively about that in our new audio teaching series. Darren, tell us a few of them and how those demonic portals can be closed.
Absolutely. And, you know, we get into the how we created this amazing resource for this show, or we do a whole session on how to close demonic portals. But it is so important that we recognize that we, to a great degree, are being influenced by these demonic pressures. You know, it's interesting that our phones, okay, are actually a portal. For the very first time ever, we have access to nations and information that humanity has never. So it relocates us. Our phone is a doorway. Well, so are video games. You know, I was recently did a meeting, and there was a young man who was just about crippled. He was bent over with severe scoliosis, and as we began to pray for him, he began to go through deliverance. Demons actually started to come out of him, and his back, I'd never seen a young man so crippled. He couldn't even hardly look at me in the eyes. As he was going through deliverance, his spine began to snap and crackle and pop, and he began to straighten out. God totally healed him. And I asked him, I said, what happened? How did you get in this kind of condition? And you know what he said? He said that he started playing a video game, and he developed a video game addiction, and through this game, something entered him and ended up crippling him. Well, the fire of God came on him, drove that thing out, and totally restored him. Isn't it interesting what happens when we see these spirits, these unclean things come out, and all of a sudden our bodies regenerate supernaturally and take on their original form, the way that God created us? This is his desire, that none would perish. Therefore, we need to see all believers walking in victorious, right, Christianity. We need to see people walking free of these demonic things. So we got to teach people how to discern the demonic so that we can displace their presence.
Give me an example of how to close these doors.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the biggest things, and this is my own testimony, is that bitterness opened up a tremendous door to the demonic. It robbed me of my identity and my destiny. But I'll tell you what, forgiveness, and even the declaration of forgiveness without even knowing what it meant, that forgiveness opened my heart without even realizing it. This is one of the most incredible places that we can begin, is just to invite Holy Spirit. Hey, is there anyone that I need to forgive? Is there anyone that when I think of their face, when I think of their name, I lose my joy, I lose my peace, I lose the reality and frequency of the kingdom of heaven. When they come up, we forgive them, we release them, and that portal, that supernatural dynamic begins to open up.
That really makes sense to me. Now, when we return, Darren will pray to open heavenly portals of shalom, peace, and supernatural joy over you and your whole house. Be right back.
Have the enemy's lies taken you around the same mountain again and again? Do you often wrestle with anxiety or panic attacks? Have you experienced a season of torment or nightmares? Do you feel defeated and powerless?
Once you recognize how portals operate, not only will you open heavenly portals, but you will begin closing demonic portals.
Call now to get Darren Stott's brand new must-read powerful book, Portals, Your Pathway to God's Presence, and his anointed four-part audio CD teaching set, Opening of the Heavenly Portals, The Gateway to the Glory Realm. This is an exclusive offer for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9829. Through Darren's powerful book and audio CD series, you will understand how to carve out a realm in the Spirit and occupy it for the glory of God. Learn that God has given you authority over demonic portals. Begin to walk in victory over the forces of darkness. Learn how to enter a heavenly portal. Discover how to keep a heavenly portal open. Understand how to close a demonic portal. Begin to experience heavenly portals in your family and home. Darren includes declarations and prayers throughout his four-part audio CD teaching series. Don't miss out on getting Darren Stott's brand new must-read powerful book, Portals, Your Pathway to God's Presence, and his anointed four-part audio CD teaching set, Opening of the Heavenly Portals, The Gateway to the Glory Realm. This is an exclusive offer for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9829.
I want to actually pray right here, right now, for every person that takes advantage of these resources that we're making available. Jesus, I thank you that you have given us legal access. Father, I thank you that the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Lord, I pray that a peace portal would be opened right now, and that all anxiety and chaos would be displaced. And Father, I thank you. I thank you for your freedom and your liberty that's being loosed even now.
Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9829 or log on to sidroth.org. Call or write today.
You teach about something that intrigues me, I guess because I'm Jewish. The shalom, which means peace. The shalom portal. What is that?
Yeah, you know, for those who are in the kingdom, if there's one thing that we take for granted, it's shalom. We take our peace for granted. We don't realize that people that haven't experienced the mercy of Yeshua, that they don't have that sense of deep calm and security of identity. So one of the things that we love to do is we love to open shalom portals. And we do it with people who don't yet believe in Yeshua. So we've gone out into the streets. We've gone out one fun time. We were out on the beaches of Laguna. And we would begin engaging people and asking them if they wanted to experience a peace portal. And they would say, sure, and we'd use our feet and we'd draw a little circle in the sand. And we always tell them, listen, we access this peace through Jesus. Is that okay? And we get permission. Most people don't care how you access it. They're using all kinds of things to find peace. And so we'd say, all right, here we go. And we'd say, Jesus, we welcome you. And they're standing in this circle. And one homeless man just began to weep. And I just explained to him a simple gospel message. I gave to him good news. He invited Jesus to come into his life. And we saw people sober up on alcohol. And
are you saying to me that if people that are viewing us and in the studio audience right now say a prayer to receive Yeshua, and then you pray, they're going to experience that Shalom portal. And not only that, some of you that don't even pray are going to experience it. That's what I heard him say. But trust me, it's better to have Jesus on the inside than, where are you, God? It's better to have your own experience with God than, oh, I believe because I've heard since I'm a little child that you're real. No. This is eternal life, that you might have experiential knowledge of me. Repeat this prayer after me and mean it to the best of your ability out loud. Dear God.
Dear God.
I am so sorry.
I am so sorry.
I can't make it by myself.
I can't make it by myself.
I need your help.
I need your help.
Jesus, I ask you to be my Lord and Savior.
Jesus, I ask you to be my Lord and Savior.
Come and live inside of me.
Come and live inside of me.
I want you to become real to me.
I want you to become real to me.
I need my own experience with you.
I need my own experience.
Pray that right now for them.
Yeshua, we thank you that you are the Prince of Shalom. You are the Prince of Peace. So every spirit that is not in alignment with your Holy Spirit, and every principality that is not in alignment with your peace, we rebuke those dynamics, those forces, and those generational doors that were open even decades ago. In Christ Jesus, we invite you in. Oh, yeah. The Prince of Peace, mighty God, we invite you. Yep, here he comes. I want you to see him, and some of you are actually going to see him with your eyes open. Others of you, wow, and we can feel him even walking into the studio. Wow, yeah. He's coming face to face. He's coming to you heart to heart. He wants to do what only he can do. He wants to say what only he can say. He cares for you. He loves you so much. He wants to restore you, and he wants to invite you into his original adventure for your life. Come right now. Yeah, there he is. There he is, right in front of you. We give you thanks, King Jesus. Amen. Wow.
Very quickly, will you pray for that joy? We need more joy than ever before. There are people that are considering suicide right now. Pray for joy for whoever's watching.
Right now, we release supernatural joy. Right now, yep. Right now, breakthrough joy to come. Right now, re-energize each and every person watching. Are we energizing right now? Yeah. And a revitalizing, a recalibration. Yep, with supernatural joy. Yep, and Yeshua's name. Yeah. Thank you, Lord.